John's Gospel, chapter 14. Jesus said, "These things I've spoken to you while I'm still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said unto you." And the final promise, "I will not leave you desolate." Well, Pentecost is the Texas Tech University of major church holidays. That is sort of third among equals. You know, you got UT down in Austin, you got A&M in College Station, and out in the middle of the panhandle amongst the tumbleweeds, not quite tier one, Pentecost. It doesn't have the same zing, pizzazz, marketing potential, imagery. You know, you've got cross, empty tomb, Mary Magdalene, M&Ms. You've got the manger, the star, the shepherds, Santa Claus, fruitcake. Pentecost, you have the Holy Spirit, something that inspires us in some ways. But the evidence is sort of scant and hard to find. So that's the question today. Where is the evidence of inspiration that brings Pentecost in line with the other major festivals in our church year? The evidence of inspiration, where is the Spirit working? How is it happening, and to what effect? The first story that I heard from the first people I talked to at the first parish I served in West Central Illinois had to do with what they believed was a miraculous intervention of the Holy Spirit. The evidence for that inspiration was, at the time, a five-year-old child who had been diagnosed with irretrievably terminal brain cancer. And sort of as a last resort, a group of Pentecostal prayer healers came in, laid hands on him, said a prayer, and inexplicably, the tumor went away. It's a true story. And there are stories to that effect that happen from time to time. And we read about them. Doctors, some physicians will say, you know, at one point in my practice, something happened that I had nothing to do with. And it had to have been, it could only have been, the direct intervention of God working through the Spirit to bring about a miracle. People whose lives have ended are miraculously restored or resurrected, and so on. And that is, I believe, pretty dramatic evidence of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now, what do we make of it? Well, it's really hard to say. At the end of the day, it sort of fits into the same category as a really compelling trailer for what seems to be a great movie. Look at this. Scenes of just a preview of coming attractions. And in one sense, the punchline to the story of the five-year-old, who now would be 35 at least, you ain't seen nothing yet. Although I don't know whether he's 35. I do not know what happened to him. Doesn't matter. Excuse me, it doesn't matter. The miracle, the occasional miracle, is evidence of inspiration. Here's the thing. The occasional miracle doesn't play itself out in every life that's in deep trouble. It's kind of interesting. I am delighted to imagine that the five-year-old is inexplicably healed, but I wonder about his roommate who wasn't. Where is the Spirit there? What is the evidence of inspiration? I think secondly, in addition to the occasional miracle, there is the occasional awareness of the reality, although I think it is always a reality, that inside us we have more inner strength than we think, and we can bring forth more strength, power, and even hope and healing to others than we think we have in us. We hear stories of people who are survivors of terrible illness, survivors of terrible grief, survivors of incarceration. And in retrospect, they will say, more often than not, "I never thought I'd get through that. I never thought I would be on the other side of this certainly not fully healed, not without scars, not unscathed, but still here, still moving forward. Rather profound, I thought, juxtaposition of images on the news this week, the ongoing recovery going on in Joplin, Missouri after the tornado, had a little bit of an assist this week from people who had been there and done that. Bunch of folks from New Orleans, no strangers to natural disaster, came in, not to do much of anything other than bring jambalaya and some accordion music. And for a couple of days, gave dreadfully weary people a little bit of a break, a little bit of good food, a little bit of music, and more profoundly than that, a witness that you will survive, that there is hope in the aftermath of horror. Now, I'm sure that those folks coming from New Orleans this week, if you had asked them 4 or 5 years ago, do you think you'll have it in you to be helpful to others when this happened, they would say, I've got all I can do to deal with this right now. And of course, part of what got them through was other people who'd been there before. This is the evidence of inspiration. When what comes out of you is more than you thought you had in you, in the way of empathy, understanding, strength, hope, maybe a really great gumbo recipe, and a little bit of music. There is hope, there is healing. There is evidence of inspiration that he will not leave us desolate. I expect that, you know, there's no guarantee that the next tornado or fire or other form of destruction or disaster won't be here. I do believe that should that ever happen, all of us have more in us than we think, and we will get through, whether it be a collective disaster of that sort or just the next disaster that hits your family, and one will. And we will bear it together, and we will get through it, and that will be the evidence of inspiration. The occasional miracle, a level of inner strength you don't know you have until you really, really need it, and then you find out it's there. And on a more day-to-day level, thirdly, the evidence of inspiration comes to us when we become aware that the whole is really greater than the sum of its parts. And the image for this is this mobile food pantry deal that we've got going here that will start for us in earnest on June 30th. We have part of what's needed. We have space and we have people, a little bit of money to support it. South Plains Food Bank has part of what's needed. An infrastructure, a way to get the food, a way to bring it here, a way to screen the clients. One plus one equals two plus. Because the whole doesn't exist without each of its parts, and together is more profoundly, has a more profound impact than just one or one. The whole is always greater than the sum of its parts. It's perhaps the best metaphor I can think of for what we now call the body of Christ, a spirit-filled church. One plus one equals more than two. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and we will do what we couldn't do by ourselves, that is, provide a month's worth of food for 30 families and be a part of that process. It's exciting to think that this is just one of hundreds of ways that this happens all the time in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and that is the evidence of inspiration. The occasional miracle, the unimagined strength we have to cope and persevere, and a way to be of use in the company of others. Not quite a Christmas tree in an Easter basket, but as profoundly powerful as anything that I can think of. This is the first Sunday in a sequence of Sundays that essentially comprise the workaday part of the church year. We've come through Advent and Christmas, Lent and Easter. Pentecost now gives rise to at least what this year will be 23 Sundays after Pentecost. The workaday part of the year. 24 Sundays from now will be the first Sunday in Advent. If you're keeping track, 27 Sundays, Christmas. But in the meantime, we have work to do. In the meantime, the Spirit is alive, and the evidence for that inspiration is simply in us, through us, with us, and among us. I think it's interesting that the first Sunday next week in the workaday part of the church year happens this year to be Father's Day, a day in which we remember, celebrate, and understand the power of family. There are lots of different types of fathers in our world, some good, some not so good, some no good at all, some stepfathers. An image that suggests to me anyway that even though we're a work in progress, we have the strength in our own homes to be vehicles and carriers of the Holy Spirit through family, community of faith, stories and testimonies of how we've been there and got through it. Well, this is the stuff, truly, of miracles. And put into the context of this sort of third among equal festivals of the church year, it begins occasionally to hold the glimmer of reality. He will not leave us desolate. On our worst day, on our best day, but mostly on the days in between, the evidence of inspiration is where two or more are gathered, for He is in the midst of us. Amen.